Chocola by Joanne Harris. Read by Juliet Stevenson. Chapter 1. February the 11th. Shrove Tuesday. We came on the wind of the carnival. A warm wind for February, laden with the hot, greasy scents of frying pancakes and sausages and powdery sweet waffles cooked on the hot plate right there by the roadside, with the confetti sleeting down collars and cuffs and rolling in the gutters like an idiot antidote to winter. There is a febrile excitement in the crowds which line the narrow main street, necks craning to catch sight of the crepe-covered char with its trailing ribbons and paper rosettes. Anouk watches, eyes wide, a yellow balloon in one hand and a toy trumpet in the other, from between a shopping basket and a sad brown dog. We have seen carnivals before, she and I. A procession of 250 of the decorated char in Paris last Mardi Gras, 180 in New York, 2 dozen marching bands in Vienna, clowns on stilts, the gross tête with their lolling papier-mâché heads, drum majorettes with battens spinning and sparkling. But at 6, the world retains a special luster. A wooden cart, hastily decorated with gilt and crepe and scenes from fairy tales. A dragon's head on a shield. Rapunzel in a woolen wig. A mermaid with a cellophane tail. A gingerbread house, all icing and gilded cardboard. A witch in the doorway, waggling extravagant green fingernails at a group of silent children. At 6, it is possible to perceive subtleties which a year later are already out of reach. Behind the papier-mâché, the icing, the plastic...